Hello and welcome to the show.
Hello and welcome to the show. I hope you're going to like the show. Oh man, look at that. Hey, what is up? World famous Phil Henry Show here from the El Pacifico in Southern California. This is the pre-show for the 2nd of March, 2021.
I hope you're going to like the show.
Really going to like the show. All right, welcome, folks, to our pre-show. You'll notice that there's a scratch on the top of my head. That was obtained or procured suffered as I was getting out of my goddamn car, and I say goddamn car with the greatest of respect, to my car because it was my fault. And I have a problem in life. This has happened many times over the years since my 20s, my late 20s. To be honest with you, I guess that's when I started going senile. What is that? Oh. And that is that when I get into or out of automobiles, I don't clear my head from obstructions first. So, for instance, I've been known to close tailgates on my head. I've been known to, when I get into a car, not lower my head in time to duck under the roof, the edge of the roof, and get it. I don't duck in time, so bang, I bang my fucking head that way. And most recently, just a few days ago, I went to slam the door shut as I was pulling groceries out of the car. And I'm ready. And I slammed it because I was in a hurry to get the shit into the house. And there you go. I mean, that's it in a nutshell. So what are we doing today? Today we're going to be looking at we're going to repurpose a show. First thing I want to do is get September 98, and so we'll start up with August 2000. Let me look here, man. No, August 2000, yeah. Let me look here. I'm going to get a classic. Going to get me a classic. Senator Romney injured while visiting grandchildren. How the fuck did that happen? Not that I wish ill for Senator Romney, I do not, but I'm not going to be looking at that. I'm going to look instead at... knocked unconscious, suffers black eye, and gets stitches after a fall. Christ, on a crutch. That's not good, man. Here we go on the fly. That is not good, Jack. That does not redound well. By the way, this piece of me on the roller coaster is taken from the California Adventure Park. California Screamin' is the name of the roller coaster that I was on. And my effort there was to appear as if I was not, to appear bored. I wanted to look like I was completely fucking bored with being on a roller coaster. I think I pulled it off. This is just a speedboat. But the other thing, it sounds like it's a hard thing to do. It's easy. Just, you know, doesn't matter what's happening with the roller coaster. You just, yeah, okay, shit. And I wasn't even sure that my bored face was pulling it off enough, so I would just go, oh, man, you know, and sort of affect that look. All right, let's see where we at here, man. Archives. Let's go over to the old website. August 2000, right? Yeah. So let's check this shit out, man, see what we got. August of 2000. And let's check it out. Clara Bingham believes that JonBenet Ramsey was blackmailed and then beaten to death. Jesus Christ. Syndicated journalist Margaret Gray believes survivor winner Richard Hatch is a great role model because gay people make better parents. All right. Charlie LaFountain joins the program. He says it's possible that Firestone tires are purposely being manufactured falsely by the Japanese because they what? I gotta see this one. They want payback for Nagasaki. Child psychologist Roland Schwinn thinks it's a shame that a 120-pound, 3-year-old Mexican child was taken from its parents' house for abuse. Phil talks about losing weight. Child psychologist, okay, Bobby Dooley of the Western Estates Homeowners Association, where do I keep going? Joins the program. She's putting prospective homeowners through an application process that some say is unfair and similar to hazing. That sounds good. Okay. So what we do with that then is we, there you go. Email the show log, man. This is County Ventura. Hannah, hey Phil, Derek and I would love to chat Wednesday afternoon about the showrunners. Okay, groovy. That sounds groovy. Wednesday, I've got to go into the dark. I am free. Okay, that one went to hell into. Okay, we are groovy. Now, let's get this fucking thing put into the thing. Paste. Let's say August 2000. Real Phil Hendry. All right, man. I love you. Can't live without you. Okay. So, I'm having some work done next week. I'll tell you what it is in all due course. It's not plastic surgery or anything like that. But it's something that's being taken care of. No, it has nothing to do with my dick. You know, I'm anticipating all kinds of... I'll let you know in due course. Okay, let's do this now. Let's do this and say we didn't do it. Let's go back over here. We got everything. Did I already download that? I think I did. I'm looking to see here, man. Yep, I did. Okay, groovy. So we are set there. Let's get rid of that. And let's get back over to our archive, because we're going to be looking to do a show from February of, I don't know, man, like 2017. I think, what did we do? what did we repurpose last week? I forget. How about if we go back to last year, 2020, and see what it was about? What's today? Oh, no, going back to March. March. Aha. Monday. Bobby Dooley and Karen Deauville joined Phil to discuss their confrontation at a high school at a high-end grocery store in West Hills over a block of Gouda cheese. We had an audio failure while installing a new board, and a brand new Catscape show had to be scrapped. Bullshit. Phil interviews Bobby and Steve Dooley, who've gone into voluntary self-lockdown. The pre-show and show that were interrupted by a power failure recovered and played back by Phil for today's show, including Margaret's original run at a review of the National Enquirer. I don't know, man. None of this is striking me. None of this is grabbing me from last year. Friday, David G. Hall gives the thumbs down on a proposed Lang Delton show. Don Mix explains B.O.B. and full stink optima. The Lang Delton way. Sheltering at my place. Lang rolls out another album of songs he wrote in 15 seconds. We just did Lang Delton. Dave Olivas sort of admires North Korea. Jay Santos cheers on as another guy gets his ass kicked. I think I remember this one. Let's do this one, man. Wednesday, March 18th, 2020. Admires while some guy gets his ass kicked. I think I remember this. I think Jay was going, yeah, yeah, kick his ass. Which are, those are always very funny. Okay, so welcome to our pre-show. Wednesday, right? Wednesday the 18th, this fucking board is getting replaced on Monday, but I wonder if it'll be too late, you know, because I've got real problems, mic fader. All right, testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I just don't like the fucking levels, man, for some reason.
I don't blame you,
they
suck.
Hot enough for my fucking taste, you know.
They're not.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 1, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
They're not hot enough.
So
listen to how much hotter I am
here. We've
had
a lot of really good ideas. Bobby, Layla, your idea about Bobby and, excuse me, yeah, Bobby and Steve quarantining at Western Estates. There's been a lot of Bobby and Steve ideas. Somebody had a Don Berman should call in with a report. Let me check out my guys. Well, go to the fan page, which is Phil Hendry. It's facebook.com/PhilHendryFans.
What is this?
And people are saying, what, Phil?
All
right. Ass. No, they're saying, stay healthy and happy, Phil. Thank you very much. Thank you, Phil, for giving something to think about. Bobby Dooley not understanding why she can't go on with her spring-tacular.
Oh, was I taking
suggestions? I hope all the guests call in.
I don't remember
what this
was.
Chris Norton tries to convince women his sex is a cure for the coronavirus. How is the Western States Homeowners Association dealing? Yeah. I'm cool with just hearing about Bob Green and what he has in the store. Some people want to do a beans and no toilet paper bit. Don Berman report. Ted Bell definitely needs to talk about how pissed off he is now that he has to be a takeout restaurant. Pre-owned toilet paper sale. Jay Sanis inspecting grocery carts.
So this is just 2 weeks into... this is about two weeks after talking to Jackie. And
I like the idea of...
hooking up with her.
Bobby and Steve Dooley doing some shit. You know, they're chicken shits the way they are. With their right, little, so,
let's cue this motherfucker up, man.
The name is Lloyd Butterfly.
I'm good.
And first of all, let's find out how this goddamn thing starts. Okay, I can dig it.
I get it. Should be at the end of the episode. Spelling bee and even...
pretty good at looking at the...
This is mid-roll? Okay, and at the end of the roll. All right.
Testing, one, two, three.
All right, well, famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico here in Southern California. And I'm working alone here because we got Margaret and Bud and General Shaw.
Looking at the...
Bobby Dooley, got Bob Green. Let's see. Dylan Shaw... Damn it.
Did I start this thing all over again?
Pain in the... Where is it?
Where is the beginning of the show?
I think maybe we had to just kind of do an alternate universe thing going, you know, where everybody is just sort of where they are. Maybe if they're at a motel.
Yes, I'm here, and I don't like the...
I mean, I'm Mr. Bitch, and I'm the guy. And I'm Rob.
Here we go. Don Berman. Okay, Don Berman, one, two, three. Okay. Don Berman will be here.
Obviously something fucked up in the show from last year that I started it, and then I restarted it, because what made it to the air...
They're at a motel or something nearby, or they're going between...
But made it to the fucking air is not what eventually... what I was
That's
hearing.
An interesting dilemma, I think, because...
Let's go, Phil. Come on.
Fucks with the reality. Where are you, Margaret? Where? What do you mean? I'm sitting next to you. Right, but that's creeping me out, you know?
And
I'm Robert Leonard, and we are low... Yes, I'm here. Yes, I'm here, and I don't... mean it.
Let's go, man. Let's
go. One, two, three, four, five.
Ready? Sorry, I'm just trying to cue this thing up because...
And where am I, you know?
What is... I can't wait to hear what this show's about. Alternate universe.
I would be the guy in the studio, and Bud and Robert are at home. Oh, no, Bud and Robert are the ones that are here with me.
What? The fuck kind of show this is this, man?
And the general.
Let's go, dude.
Probably wondering, why is it, Phil? Probably wondering, why...
Because I don't think that people are going to want Margaret...
Probably wondering, why is it...
I'm Bob Green, and this is the Bob Green Experience.
Steve Bozell.
Be sheltering in...
Nope. That's it.
And from the...
Disease.
No one's given anybody a disease, okay? All right, man. Let's try it again.
We had to figure this one out. Jesus Christ.
What?
This is going to be worth listening to. Go. Go. This is going to be worth listening to. Okay, that's false start. Okay, next one is the one. Jesus. Hey, guys, it's Phil Henry for the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Oh, wait.